Is it? I think it's going.
Warren.
Yeah.
It is going.
No. It's going.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
Stop.
What?
I don't know.
Shit.
I just thought we'd get that over with.
So no, I like, nice I like this part. I like this part.
What part? The stop?
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
What?
Give me your Topo Chico. You drink coffee.
No.
You get coffee.
I get coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
How are you today, Craig?
I'm good.
Yeah, welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes, welcome. Thank you guys for being here.
So I got a
question. Pull up a chair.
Wait, I got a question.
Grab a slice of pie.
Slice of pie?
Yeah, preferably key lime because it's warmer out. A little key lime pie and some kind of sparkling water.
Topo Chico?
Yes, and sit, or preferably a Perrier, and then just sit and relax and enjoy us.
Us, yeah.
Yeah.
Like we do.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got a question. Wait.
Okay,
wait.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so German Filipino and I have a conversation.
Yes.
About pepperoni disease.
What the fuck is
What do you know about disease? Pepperoni disease?
Peronis.
Peronis, yes. Not pierogies.
No, not pierogies, not pepper. It's not a food type.
Okay, so I'm still unclear as to what this is.
Well, there's the Peyronie's disease. I'm not certain, actually.
So, you might want to look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
So, from what I understand, some men, I don't know if it happens to older men or to younger men, suffer from curvature of the penis.
Oh, yes, that's Peyronie's disease.
Is it Peyronie or pierogi or pepperoni?
I think it's Peyronie's disease.
Peyronie's disease, okay. And I mean
Peyronie's.
Okay, Peyronie's.
Peyronie's disease.
Okay, what's the description of it?
Non-cancerous condition resulting from fibrous scar tissue that develops on the penis and causes curved, painful erections.
Oh my gosh.
Huh. So how would you get this scar tissue?
That's concerning. Is that from rug burns?
Or is that from hand burns?
Could be. But do you remember when you were young? I think we all go through that stage when we're young and we do a little bit of the old dry hump, you know? We're trying to get together with a girl for the first time when you're a teenager and, you know, nobody's ready to quite take their clothes off yet or anything like that. But still go through the motion, if you know what I mean.
I didn't go through that.
What?
Uh-uh.
Huh.
I just did it.
No.
Yeah.
I thought that's what my German Shepherd was for.
Mom's apple pie.
Yeah. Mom's apple pie, yeah. Yeah. So tell me something good that happened today.
What happened today? Got some things solved at work. Nothing other than that. Went to the gym. Went for a nice walk this morning early. I had to go at 5:30 because it's so fucking hot here.
It was like 195 degrees
today. It was. It was 372 degrees. Celsius,
yeah, yes. At least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miserable. But so at 5:30, it was okay. It was still warm.
Right.
But went for a walk and worked and it's just my day.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
No. After getting back from this beautiful vacation, mini vacation.
Right.
It was kind of a nice day to settle back in. And
I had a weird day.
A weird day?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was like, you know, black with splashes of pink. And
really?
Yeah. German Filipino and I had like a really just a magical afternoon. Just relaxing, quiet, talk, conversation. Everything you can imagine.
Right.
The simplistic stuff in life that German Filipino gives is just beyond.
Really?
Right. And it's nothing more than conversation.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know, and then you at work, you know,
it's... And it's not conversation with an agenda.
No, and it's
just conversation.
And a non-judgmental conversation at that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely good. Delightful.
You deserve that.
Yeah, and then, you know, you go back to work and you get the shake and the bake and run in and...
Right.
You know, so... That was the day.
I know you work in a kitchen, but, you know, shake and bake is probably not the best fried chicken.
Why? You don't like it?
Shake and bake?
I've never had it.
Me either.
Yeah. Did you go through a phase? So we were both...
Of Hamburger Helper? Yes.
Okay. Good.
When I was a child, I loved it.
Okay.
Warren.
What?
It's unnecessary.
That makes
no,
me...
No, give me that back. No, you don't get any more Topo Chico.
It makes me feel better.
I don't want you to feel better. I want you to be a civilized adult. But you're doing it with millions of people. Millions.
Ha, 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 ha. They're not here. Okay, so we both, in our early 20s...
We were just talking, asking ourselves if we were ever going to grow up. Apparently not.
It doesn't seem like
neener,
it.
Neener, neener, neener.
In our early 20s, right? Late teens, early 20s, we're both on our own, right? Mm-hmm. Making it in the world.
Right.
And we have no money.
Right.
Right? How often did you have tuna helper?
You're talking about real tuna helper?
Yeah, from the box.
Or are you talking about tuna?
No, not that kind of tuna. Oh, okay. Your mind always goes there.
My mind always is there. It doesn't have to go anywhere. It stays. It went years ago, and it never came back.
Not talking fellatio here, man. We're talking tuna.
What does that
tuna.
Have to do with tuna helper? That's cunnilingus.
Well, you said tuna.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have so much to teach you, Warren.
How many times a week were you having tuna helper?
I never had tuna helper. Mm-hmm. I had hamburger helper. Mm. I particularly liked the lasagna and the stroganoff.
You were richer than I was because we couldn't afford ground beef.
Tuna was very expensive.
No, not in the can. It was like 60 cents a can. If you bought the dented ones.
There was nothing about your childhood that was poor.
When I broke out on my own, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
When I was expelled from the family for being me, I was then I had to find a whole new way.
Right.
Right. So, you know, that was, you know.
So it was kind of a tuna casserole kind of thing?
Tuna helper.
It was similar to tuna casserole, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but it had, like, white egg noodles.
Uh-huh.
Green peas that were dehydrated, that rehydrated. And then.
Warren, what the fuck?
I don't know. I can't help it.
You embarrass me.
If I do this with German Filipino, I get the look.
You should get the look.
What?
I'm giving you the look.
This is the non-judgmental zone.
No, the non-judgmental zone is when the podcast goes off.
Oh.
And it's just us.
Well, you
but
never...
you have hundreds of millions of people listening to us right now.
You've never clarified
this.
This is
what you're doing.
You've never clarified this issue. Yeah. Oh, in all the years we've been doing this, you haven't clarified it.
You disgust me.
Okay, let's move on from tuna helper.
Okay.
Okay, we started
talking... Back to hamburger helper.
No. I want to talk about a different food.
What's that?
Okay, we broke into cookies the other day.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And we kind of went off on chocolate chip, and, you know, you said you like peanut butter.
Right. We never did talk about chocolate chip.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I didn't.
I did.
I don't think you did.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
Did not.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Did not.
Okay. Favorite packaged cookie.
Okay. Oh, that's a tough one. It might be Nutter Butters.
Okay, so German Filipino had me pick up strawberry fig.
Did you ask me for a reason?
Yes. Yeah, so, no, I'm trying
to... just completely fucking dismissed.
I'm trying to give you some...
Oh, God.
I'm trying
this
to
is going to be the longest fucking episode in history.
I'm trying... Let me give you some background behind the question. Been doing this. Background behind the question.
Uh-huh.
German Filipino had me... didn't have, asked, but insinuated that she wanted some strawberry fig Newtons.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Neither have I until then.
So there's fig and strawberry in it?
It was just strawberry.
Guess what I had?
What?
A date shake.
No way.
You had those? On the way back from San Diego?
You stopped and got one?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Have you had them?
No.
Oh my God. All it is like... Warren, I can't do this.
Go. That was the last one. I feel it. It all came out.
I'm looking for a partner to do a podcast with that does not have extraneous gas issues.
Wait, I have to go brush my teeth.
If there's anybody out there that wants to do a podcast with me and you can control your bodily functions, I would love to meet you.
I'll be right back. Hang on. Wait.
No.
Yes.
I'm not waiting for anything. Were you going to belch?
I want to hear about... No. I used to work for a guy by the name of Gene Belcher.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Gene...
No, didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Biggest asshole I've ever worked for. But I've probably learned more from him than I ever did from anybody else.
You never worked for somebody named Gene Belcher?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Big, rotundrous guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Rotundrous.
Rotundrous. Okay, tell me about this date shake.
Date shake. So it's in between Phoenix and San Diego, or Tucson and San Diego.
On that lovely stretch of highway.
Big, ugly, nothing highway, desert for days.
On a big, lonely highway. Okay, go ahead.
On a long desert highway.
Okay, long desert highway. Okay. The Hotel Coronado.
Yes. Okay. Del Coronado. So there's all of a sudden you'll see this, like maybe a half acre of densely planted palm trees.
Know it well.
And it's the only thing you can see.
It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
But they sell everything, dates. You can buy dates, you can buy all these different candies and shit, but they make this date shake, which I avoided for years because it sounded disgusting.
It doesn't. It's not the most enticing thing I've heard.
And it's and then I had this guy working for me, and he actually stopped and got me one and put it in an ice chest.
Uh-huh.
And brought it back to me at work.
Okay.
And I tried it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It's so fucking good.
And you said it's homemade ice cream?
It's homemade ice cream, and then they have... Then they mix it with this, like, date puree.
Uh-huh.
But it's not overly sweet. They put in just enough just to give it this hint of date flavor.
And you said malt, too, right?
No, it just tastes like malt, kind of.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really weird.
So is it a vanilla base?
Yes.
Okay.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a very nice food trip.
Now, wait, were there other people in this place? I mean,
it's a lot of people.
So what I'm envisioning in my head is, okay, so you're driving down this long stretch of desert highway.
Long desert highway.
Wind in my hair. Okay.
Cool wind in my hair.
Okay, and you pull up and there's
warm
like a...
warm smell of coitas.
Rising up through the air. No, wait, hang on. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what I'm seeing. So it's long desert highway. Then all of a sudden you see this patch of palm trees, date trees out there in the distance.
Uh-huh. And still those voices are calling from far away.
Hang on. And then, hang on. You need to focus here. You're all over the map. And then you pull up and there's a single white trailer.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Thought I heard them say,
hey. And then there's got to be a couple of Harleys around there or something like
there's
that.
There's always Harleys there. All the time. All the time. But it's people coming and going. It's not like the people who own it have Harleys.
But is it like a nice place? I mean, were you the only one
in
there?
It's okay. No, I mean, there were probably 30 people in there.
I mean, did you walk in there and all of a sudden the rooster goes, ar, ar, ar. Wait, that's a coyote.
What are you talking
about? you know what I mean though, right?
No, the lion roars when you walk in. Meow.
Meow, because there's nobody else in there, right?
There's nobody else in there. By the other 30 people that I just told you were in there.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
There's also like a convenience store, and they sell the Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas.
Disgusting.
And they've got burritos. You know what I can't stand?
What?
Is the motherfuckers who sell burritos.
Uh-huh.
For right now, I can't stand you and your gas.
It's not gas.
Those are gases.
That's not gases.
What is it?
I'm belching.
You're belching gas.
No, talk to Gene Belcher, the guy I worked for. Go ahead.
So, I can't stand when people make burritos, but it's like they sell one, well, they either fill it with rice or they fill it with beans.
Okay.
Because they're cheap.
Right. That's a filler.
Yeah. And it doesn't taste good.
No.
No. So, I didn't get one of those there. I brought it up because I read it and I'm like, oh, you cheap
ass. And only God knows how long it's been sitting there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Underneath the heat lamp that probably doesn't work.
But you watch the line for the date shakes and you know that stuff's not sitting.
So, there were people in there buying them. Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they sell?
There were five people ahead of me getting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
plus the ones in the rest of the. And there's restrooms. And, you know, it's in a spot where there's not a restroom for a long time.
So you ever wonder where those people live?
No.
No, the people that work there. Because.
Right. No. I don't care where they live.
There's no society around there.
So?
What do they do? Crawl up in the date trees
at night?
That's
their deal. What's that have to do with me?
Have you ever wanted that type of solitude in your life?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I never have.
To live out in the middle of the desert, where you could walk around in your skivvies all day, nobody looking at you, nobody bothering you.
No.
You could wake up in the morning, walk outside in your front yard, drain your lizard, and go back inside.
I do that here.
Not in the front yard.
Sure.
No, you have pavers.
I pee on the pavers.
So that's that water running down the street every morning.
Yep. Yep.
The
one
the
that
flies.
You go out and you jump and splash in.
The one that Silas just skips through on the way to school, right?
Does his moonwalk.
Moonwalks backwards. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
Can you moonwalk forwards? Is that legal?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking over at the neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
And they have a security camera in the backyard.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do you not?
Yeah. Right there on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one?
No.
No? Have you ever thought about getting one?
No. For what?
Well, primarily because of me. You were out of town this week, and I sent you videos of me trying to get in your house.
And did you get in?
No, but
why do I need a security camera?
Well, if it's just me, you don't have to worry about it.
Nobody could get in. This house is a fortress.
You mean the glass window?
Yes. The door that's 3/4 glass. Yeah.
We were talking about gas prices today.
Oi.
Yeah. And I was reading an article about Joe Biden.
Don't you want to pronounce it Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Okay. Joey Biden.
No, just Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Yeah. So the percentage of increases on key items in the United States has just been insane.
Oh, my God. It's something.
Gas prices, 44% increase since he's taken office.
Ooh, wow.
That's huge. Yeah. You said you paid
it's all the war, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. And they were going through the roof before anything happened in Russia.
You know what they were in Coronado Island? Gas prices?
What?
$7.89.
Whoa!
For regular unleaded.
Can you imagine that?
No. How do people afford to get from here to there?
Well, when you're paying that kind of money to live there.
True.
Yeah, it's got to be a splash in the bucket.
My God. Their prices.
You were telling me about some rentals over there.
There was a rental house, and our friends got this rental house. And they spent $9,000 a month on it. But they got a deal.
What?
And the normal price is $12,000, but in July, 30 G's.
No way.
And it's a nice house.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like, oh my God, this mansion.
So I'm sure it's gone already. I'm sure it's already rented out for the month of July.
Yeah, 30 grand.
Can you imagine
dumping
that?
That's more than my mortgage for a year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, so you rent a place for 30 grand, okay, for the month of July.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with getting there.
Yes.
Yeah, and I take it in a house that size, you're probably bringing family members with you, right? Yeah.
I would hope like 7 other families.
Yeah. Like 7 other families, so 21 people in the house. And then you've got to stock the place with food.
Right.
Right? Then entertainment and everything else.
If you brought 7 other families, you're still spending $2,400.
Yeah, per family.
No,
that's
$4,000. $4,000.
That's
each.
More than $4,000. Like $4,200. $4,250.
Like $4,189.
Yeah, $4,189.50. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
$4,981.75.
We're a bit like the Rain Man. You know that when it comes to doing math?
Except he was right.
He was right, yeah.
He was accurate.
I told you I worked with him.
The real Rain Man?
The real one.
Yeah, that's so cool. I saw a documentary on him.
Yeah, he's right. He was actually not the most talkative guy.
Sure.
Yeah, and he wasn't the most outgoing guy. But, I mean, he was nice, you know?
Yeah, I heard that if you told him what your birthday was, he could tell you what day it fell on.
I told him, and he goes, Tuesday.
Wow. Is it really a Tuesday? Or?
I have no idea. Yeah. But I did gratify him with the fact that I thought it was right. I mean, do you know what day of the week you were born on?
Yes.
What day?
Thursday.
No, you weren't born on Thursday.
What are you going to do, check it?
Well, that's exactly what the Rain Man is thinking to himself every time he tells somebody that. Yeah. This has been a really good episode.
We're not done.
Yeah, we are.
We haven't talked of anything of substance yet.
Yeah, we did.
What?
The Eagles, Coronado Island, date shakes.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Always saying.
Yeah, we talked about Gene Belcher.
There is no Gene Belcher.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Look it up on the web.
Okay.
And then we talked about Pepperoni's disease, tuna helper, hamburger helper. Yeah.
Nothing of substance. We covered nothing of substance.
Every single one of those things had substance like a ribeye steak, baby. they'll say
is
this.
Is there collagen in a ribeye steak?
Is there collagen? A lot of collagen
is
in
there?
A ribeye steak. Yeah. Weight-bearing muscles have a lot of collagen.
What happens when you cook collagen?
It breaks down. That's why steak becomes more tender.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example...
I'm going, for the listener's sake, because I've heard this probably 40 times.
So why are you making
times.
Me tell you again?
Because they need to know.
So a tenderloin, or we call it filet mignon, but it's really not, but a beef tenderloin is not a weight-bearing muscle, so it has very little collagen in it, so it's very, very tender right off the cow.
But there's no flavor.
But there's no flavor, right? Whereas like a ribeye or New York or skirt steak, some of these other cuts will be a lot of flavor, but they'll be slightly tough. Peroni's cut?
Uh-huh.
You don't get that. That just hurts.
Why?
Well, what about all the poor guys out there that listen to our podcast? The hundreds of thousands of men that listen to this podcast and rely on it for true medical information.
They need more collagen in their diet.
No, we're making fun of the fact that they have.
They need more collagen, and they'll cure their Peyronie's disease.
You still never answered the question, though.
What was the question?
Where does the fibrous burn come from in the penis that gives people?
It's a scar.
Yeah, but how do they get it?
I'm thinking from rubbing too many off.
Yeah, but that's what lotion is for.
Well, I don't think. Now, do you need that? If you have foreskin, do you need lotion?
I don't know. I'm kind of out of the rubbing things off business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not necessary. Yeah.
Not necessary. It's so fun.
Well, yeah, but I'm very happy. I'm very, very satisfied.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
If you are not actively participating in masturbation, you're not happy.
No. When I wasn't happy, I was actively participating in it. But now that I'm very happy with German Filipino, I have no desire, need, or want.
Oh, I'm sad for you.
Why?
Because.
So are you telling me that I need to start masturbating?
Yes.
But I'm perfectly satisfied with her.
But you're not. You just don't understand.
What don't I understand?
You don't understand your body.
What?
You heard me. So, sous vide.
What does this have
to... Does that do something different to the collagen? We've ended this episode like 5 minutes
ago. Let's wrap this up.
No, I want to hear about sous vide.
No, I can't concentrate now because the stuff you put in my
head... Now you
want
to go masturbate, don't you?
I'm going to excuse myself for a moment. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, though. Everybody, big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
Big hands that are best for...
I don't know what.
Masturbation.
I don't know. My hands are no longer callous. Yeah.
Well, everything about you is callous.
Except my hands.
Oh, they're calloused.
And I don't have fibrous burns either.
Fibrous? What does it burn?
What you said for pepperoni.
No, Peyronie's disease is not from burns. It's from scarring.
The burn makes the scar, my friend.
It's not a burn.
Yeah, that's what creates the scar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is...
See?
See, I tried.
You know what your problem is? You know what your problem is?
Stop.
You never, ever worked for Gene Belcher.
Either did you.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Gene Belcher taught me this stuff. All right, everybody. Have a great episode.
See y'all.
Oh, not a great episode. Have a nice day.
Yeah, have a great episode.
Raise your hand.
Yeah, okay, pepperonis. Bye.